Well, obviously, there's four players playing here, and let's see a little bit of form from him. Obviously, Lee hasn't played for quite a while, so he's looking forward to playing. I know that, watching his quotes. It's great to see him so excited and up for it, and gives me confidence that he's going to have a great Ryder Cup. So I'm looking for a bit of form, and the guys get back into the competitive environment again, the guys who've been out. Guys like Jamie Donaldson's had a good two-week break as well, too, and interested in seeing how he does, and having dinner with the players tonight along with the caddies, and just giving them, sharing some information on what's ahead of them next week. And as I say, we're all looking forward, and we're all different, preparing in different ways for next week.
Will there be much interaction between you and the four that are here?
Not a huge amount, no. I arrived down this morning from London. I'm doing a press conference now, obviously, and we'll have dinner tonight at 7:30, and then I'll drive back to London around 9:30 tonight, and that's the end of the see me until they get to Glen Eagles.
You mentioned wanting to see form. Is it a worry that Thomas Bjorn, for instance, who's playing here, didn't perform nearly at his best last week?
Yeah, I'm not looking for a huge form. You know, I'm just guys. Some guys just prepare in different ways, and you know, if they show bad form, that's not going to be a big tick against them. You know, more interested in how they play the practice rounds next week and settle down, because sometimes guys don't play very well when something big on the horizon. So I don't want to put too much pressure on that way. If they show a bit of form, great. If they don't, it's not going to be too big a deal for me.
But you've set up Celtic Manor as if it were Glen Eagles. It's got to mirror the event for next week.
Yeah, when this tournament was announced this time last year, I've been working through David Garland very hard with Mike Stewart, who's a tournament director this week, and the greenkeepers here, to align them with how the golf course will be set up for in Glen Eagles in terms of rough heights and green speeds and all that kind of stuff that we're going to encounter when we're up there. So hopefully it'll be a good test for the guys, and a good way of learning what Glen Eagles will be, and a good priming for them.
I've got to ask about the 8 absentees. Did you want them here? Do you mind that they're not here?
No, I don't mind. I mean, guys like Rory and that, you know, and Martin Kaymer, for example, I mean, they're really tired, and Henrik as well, too, has been tired. They've had a lot of golf during the summer, a lot of top-level, high-level golf, so the best thing they need is rest, obviously, at the moment. And other guys like Victor and say, Ian Poulter, for example, who's over in Lake Nona, and they want to prepare on their own, and they've proved before that works well for them when they go off to their own little environment and practice on their own nice and quietly. So everybody sees it differently, and it's important that, you know, I let them know the opportunity that was going to be here in Wales, but it was up to them to make the decision.
Victor Dubuisson, Graham McDowell in particular, they were two that did intend to play the Wales Open.
They did, and then, you know, things changed and they felt a little bit differently, and they're entitled to change their opinion and change their view, and I endorse both of their decisions.
Excited? You have been for months, haven't you?
We're excited, yeah. We're excited. We're obviously going to be nervous, but we're looking forward to it and looking forward to the challenge, and we're going to be excited. We know it's a big task ahead of us. We know it's a very, very motivated and young American team. They'll be coming at us and trying to do a right that they felt was a wrong in Medina. So they'll be endeavouring hard to do that. We know that, and they're going to be a big challenge. So we're going to have to be on it. We're going to have to be well prepared, and we're not going to be complacent. We're going to be right on it, and we understand that we're going to have to play great golf. We're going to win this Ryder Cup.